This is episode number 2085 of the Who Cares News for Monday, November 8th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, the new Marvel Universe opened over the weekend to about $71 million. Audience response is mixed for the Eternals. It's interesting. Yeah. They weren't all that crazy about it. I don't know.
No.
I mean, it wasn't one of their bigger openings. It wasn't one of their worst. It's obviously we're still in pandemic age, you know, where 70 million makes sense. But, you know, we're also talking about 70 million versus 300 million in a normal year.
Remember back in the day when 70 million would have been considered
blockbuster? Yeah, it would have been great. Yeah, but it's not anymore.
I guess maybe it is now. Might be the new normal.
They gave it a B cinema score.
Uh-oh.
Which is
a B.
Less than any previous Marvel Cinematic Universe entry. Less. So we'll see. This is what they're basing everything off of, is the Eternals. That's the next group of characters. So, you know, superheroes, whatever. You know what? They should just do more X-Men. I'm okay with that. They can make X-Men till the end of time. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's time. This does matter. It's time for the Who Cares News.
This does matter.
We're back at it. Morgan, what's going on today?
Well, you know, anytime I put Tom Hanks in a story, it's not a Who Cares.
It's not a Who Cares. That's just America's dad, by God.
That's right. It's just my time to talk.
What's Dad talking about?
Well,
what's he saying?
America's dad, he ain't interested in Jeff Bezos' offer to go to space.
He had an offer.
He had an offer. So last month, Captain Kirk flew to space on a suborbital Blue Origin flight after being invited by Jeff Bezos.
Yep.
But William Shatner, I'm sorry, Captain Kirk.
Whatever. We know who he is.
He went to space. He's Captain Kirk.
Yeah, he is.
But Shatner, he wasn't the only household name that Bezos offered an astronaut experience to.
Oh.
Tom Hanks revealed.
Yes.
Last week.
Uh-huh.
During an interview appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Uh-huh.
That he too was offered a ride to space.
Ah.
And he turned that sucker down.
Well, why would the man who played Jim Lovell in Apollo 13 turn down the opportunity to go to space real time?
Well, for one thing, I think he's already been on the Vomit Comet. He already knows what no gravity feels like.
So maybe he didn't want to go through that training all over again.
Possibly so.
I don't know that because they just go to the top of the karma line, right?
Karma line?
What is it called? The Karman line. Or the Kamen line. I don't, what the hell is it called? I forget. So
there's a line.
There's a line that they call space.
Okay.
And according to Bill Shatner, it's black up there. Blue
so
down
you,
here.
Like you go into space and then you turn around and come back?
And then you turn around and come back.
Right.
So do you really need all that astronaut training?
What it came down to, he said he was
Tom Hanks, not Bill Shatner. Yeah. Sorry.
He was expected to pay quite a bit of money for the trip.
Oh. Bezos
now for Bill Shatner, it's like, hey, he's what, 90 something?
He's 90.
Yeah.
So
spend the money.
Spend the money.
Yeah.
Get to spending.
Right. If you haven't spent it yet, start spending now.
I didn't know that he charged him. Wow.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't. I have no idea.
But he was going to charge Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
How much? Do we know?
So Tom told Jimmy about the offer to launch on Blue Origin's suborbital vehicle, New Shepard.
Yeah.
He said it costs like $28 million or something like that. He goes, and I'm doing good, Jimmy. I'm doing good. But I ain't paying $28 million. You know what? We could simulate the experience of going to space right now.
Oh my God.
He said, I don't need to spend $28 million to do that.
Oh man.
You know what? If Tom Hanks spent $28 million to go up to space, I think people would have something to say about it.
It's a lot of money.
What could you do for the world for
$28 million? People are having stuff to say right now about these guys all going like, let's take all this money we're making off of John Q. Public on their Prime membership and let's put it all into a phallic-shaped rocket and send it up in the air for $1 billion. Why not?
Well, the Kardashians are worried about Kanye West. Now that Kim and Pete Davidson seem to be spending some
what
time together.
What is the deal with these two? I can't believe
First off, what is the secret about Pete Davidson?
He's like, I don't get it. Are you attracted to him?
No.
I mean, you've never met him in person, so maybe he's got a thing.
Well, evidently
he's got a thing. A
thing.
Who knows? But I mean, he seems
very
to attract
Frank Sinatra esque in the thing department.
There you go, in the thing department. But he seems to attract women who are twice his age. He's like 20 something, right? 25.
I believe he's like the mid late 20s.
26, yeah. 27. And Kim's like 41, 42.
Is she in her
40s
now?
Yeah, she's in her
40s
now.
Okay.
She's in her early 40s. But and you know, was, you like know, the Kate Beckinsale. Now, Ariana Grande was not young, not older.
No.
But she was very much a star. So
yes.
He's into the star thing.
Well, of course, because he's a star. He thinks he should date a star.
He's a star.
Yada, yada, yada.
He's a comedian.
Anyway, so Kim and Pete, they've been seen together. No one is saying that there's something there. But whatever magic spell Pete has on women.
It seems to be working on women. Kim. Seems to be working on Kim. Oh,
and all this
God.
Might be playing out right before our eyes.
It might be.
Might be.
It might be.
So
I don't know.
The family is concerned for Kanye.
No.
Who, in the last, you know, past couple weeks or so.
Yeah.
Probably more than that. But
yeah.
He's been saying that he wants to get back together with Kim.
No.
However. In order to fill the time until she makes a decision.
Yes.
He's been hooking up with a 25-year-old model.
Oh, my God.
Benetra for months now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been together hooking up for a while.
For months?
Yeah.
And then he saw Irina Shrink before that, right, Irina?
Yeah.
And she dumped his ass, I think. I don't know what the deal was on that. But, you know, now he can be a different guy because he's now Yay. He goes by Ye.
Oh, yes, yes.
So Ye can go out with, oh, man, this is the one last thing this guy needs, is split personalities. And he's already got other bi things. So, I mean, it's like, oh, my God. Like, no. He just needs to be one guy.
Go away down, Kanye. Yay. Sorry.
I guess the family's worried and concerned that he's the father of Kim's kids. I guess that's why they would
Well,
be
you know, Momager was always very concerned about Lord Scott.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. So, but nobody seems to be worried about Tristan Thompson. So there you go.
Well, no, because he's just a cheetah.
He's a cheetah. So Scott.
He's a player.
Yeah, so Scott. Anyway. You know who Pete Davidson had better leave his mitts off of? That's Halle Berry. Because I'll fight him for that, by God. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Keep your mitts off of her. Mr. Pete Davidson. People like about you anyway. I don't like you. I don't like you at all. I've decided it.
He's on the list now.
He's on my list, by God.
He's on the Jason Sudeikis list. Is there anyone else you don't like?
Oh, there's a bunch of people I don't like. I don't have time to mention them here. But read my book coming up soon. People I don't like who like Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.